come on, honey. Your plane leaves in an hour.
All set. Except for Mork. I wonder why he ran out at the last minute like that.
Oh, honey, Mork wouldn't miss seeing you off. After all, going to Topeka is a big deal.
Yeah, covering the winter wheat conference is a big deal.
Who's going to pick you up at the airport? A chartered tractor?
No. No, it's important, Dad, because Mr. Sternhagen at the station said if I do really good on this assignment, he might give me a bigger one.
Ah.
Like City Hall, congressional scandals, maybe even the summer wheat convention.
Min, oh, I brought you this wonderful gift. Since you're going to Kansas, I got a flea collar for Toto.
Don't be afraid. There's no place like that.
You're right. Well, Mork, thank you. I'll pass it along.
Okay, honey, I'll go warm up the car.
Oh, you know, the best way to do that is to blow on its cover and say that you love it.
I'll do that, but I'll hate myself in the morning.
Okay, Mark. Now, I want you to pay close attention. We've got a lot of things to cover if you're going to manage by yourself.
Oh, come on now, man. Scoff, scoff. Derisive laughter. I mean, manage by myself? Do you know who you're talking to?
Yes.
Oh.
This is the can opener.
Can opener?
This is the coffee pot.
Coffee pot?
And remember what I told you about the blender?
Yes. Just turn it off. Don't just stand there waiting for it to flush.
And remember the most important part. You turn it off from the outside.
Oh. I wonder why my fingernails were getting shorter.
Well, I gotta run. I'm gonna miss you more.
Well, you can't miss me if you aim right here.
Okay, well, you have a good time, and I'll see you when I get back on Monday.
Oh, you have a good time too, Min.
Okay.
And don't you worry about me. Everything's all right because I'm a superior being and I can handle everything.
That's right. Okay.
Arrivederci.
Bye.
Ciao. Auf Wiedersehen. Das bedeutet, meine ich. Later, Mama.
Alone again. Let me feel alone again.
Oh, hey.
Orlando, ¿qué es, Sabine?
Well, I guess I'll just have to peel it and eat it raw.
Hear that, Min? They're playing our song, darling. You know, I love it when you wear that perfume. Janitor in a drum. You can cure that with some fabric softener. You know that, don't you?
Wait a minute.
Oh, no. I can only mean one thing.
Oh, he's here. It's him. The Orchid Elder.
What do you mean, no?
It's the ancient one, the wisest of the wise.
Stop it, no, it's him, it's him. Oh, no, quick, down upon your knees.
Nice touch.
Oh. Rise, Mork.
Oh, sir.
Don't be so formal, Mark. You know my name is... I came because it's my birthday.
Oh, sir, happy birthday.
Very touching. Hard to keep a dry eye. I just...
August, the organ aging process wasn't reversed. Seems like every day I look in the mirror, I get a little bit cuter. Where does the time go?
I don't know, sir. Probably the same place that socks go when you lose them in the dryer. But colder today, sir.
In Earth years, 87.
You know, that's amazing. If you're a dog, you'd be 14.
I decided to treat myself and drop in to see you, and especially the soft-lapped one.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, sir, but she's out of town.
Shazbot.
Sir.
I'm sorry I missed her. They don't make laps like hers on Ork.
Well, I probably can entertain you in the traditional Ork fashion, sir, if you wish to come with me.
Oh, Ork and Checkers. You go first, Mork.
Oh, thank you, sir, for the privilege. Check.
Checkmate.
And maybe we saw it coming. That's why you're the elder, sir. Oh, well.
You know, I kept thinking about the two of you down here. Especially Mindy. She's different from us.
I know, sir. You know, sir, the last time you were here, you said you could build a Mindy. Can you?
I suppose I could. I've got my genetic toolkit in the egg. What will you do with the one I build you when the real Mindy gets back?
Well, I could sell her to the Osmonds in case Marie gets trampled at a family reunion.
Sir, are you sure you only need one hair? You're going to have to make a head awfully small for this to fit.
Of course. Didn't you learn anything in your cloning class on Ork?
Well, no, sir. I had to substitute basket weaving for cloning. I was on athletic scholarship.
Now I need some information on Mindy's character traits.
Oh, that's very easy, sir. She talks like this. Hello. My name is Mindy. I'm a Capricorn. I like fuzzy things, happy people, solar energy, and I'm whistling at construction workers. Turn-offs are gas-guzzling cars, cancer-causing agents, nuclear power plants, and bathroom poetry. If I wasn't so modest, I'd say I was adorable.
Excellent. Now hand me the Capone clamp so I can adjust her IQ.
Oh, yes, sir. Please, sir, remember that she's quite intelligent. She has a college degree, and she knows about everything. I mean, watering plants, driving a Jeep, and she can even tie her shoelace without looking down.
She's almost done.
Oh, sir. Please remember she was wearing a pink sweater and jeans, and remember to put her nose right between her eyes. Sir. Oh, sir. Oh. Sir, she's landing, sir.
Okay. I may be old, but I'm not deaf.
Oh, sir. Oh, sir. Sir, work is an exact duplicate.
Of course. Talk to her.
Hi, Mindy. Kiss.
If you think I'm going to flex my orbicular muscle to osculate, you're sadly mistaken.
What's she saying?
No.
Oh.
This idle discourse fatigues me.
Well, then, come on, don't you remember? It's me, your cute little old Marky.
Enough of this childish drivel. I need mental stimulation. Don't you have any books to read?
No, I have some to color.
And I'll write my own. Call me when you've evolved.
Sir, I think you made her a little too intelligent.
Happened?
Well, sir, meaning no disrespect, but I think you really orked up. Hi, men. Big kiss.
Not now. I'm in training.
That's really athletic and energetic, sir. Thank you. But how do you turn her off, though, sir?
The deactivating button is on her foot.
Oh, no. I'm not going near here without a whip and a chair.
Come on. Toilet three. Come on.
End of round one. Neutral corners. Sir, can you make the next one a little more loving and affectionate? Please, sir, one less turn in the butch bolt.
I don't get it.
No, no, no.
I hope it's Gorby Doll come to borrow a cup of aphorism.
Oh, no. We can't let anybody see you.
I ought to remain. I feel the need for social discourse on a much higher level. You have proved to me that Darwin was wrong.
Pardon me, perhaps we could find a harmonious resolution to this imbroglio. By conflict of intellects, i.e. a battle of words. Whereby the loser must forfeit an article of clothing and reveal a layer of epidermis.
Ah, a strip debate.
Ah, yes, if you catch my drift, you may.
Very well. Let's discuss the Cartesian dictum, I think, therefore I am.
Therefore.
And how it relates to Kierkegaard's observation that a relation which relates itself to its own self must have been created by itself or created by another.
Oh, fascinating. But, however, possession of extraneous literature constitutes a foul. Therefore, please remit to me your left pedal extremity, if you can.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that, Min. I mean, I'd have a very hard time explaining you, and you would have a very hard time explaining you.
Sorry. Who is that?
It's me, Al Clemens, the landlord.
I'll be right there, Mr. Clemens.
Oh, wait a minute. Tidy up.
Hello.
Hi, you must be the creep.
Creep? I don't know you, and already I'm not liking you. Where's my tenant, Mindy McConnell?
Oh, she's in Kansas right now looking for a small dog at a midget convention.
Who are you?
I'm Mark, the man who lights up her life.
This place is a mess.
I don't think I could tell all this junk lying around.
I have no time for this chit-chat. I gotta install the smoke alarm so that people like you won't light up my life. I'll put it here in the bedroom over there. Oh, if you ever hear this, put out the fire, then leave.
That was a buzzer, not a bell.
I'm gonna squeeze you like a tube of anchovy paste.
No, you'll never take me alive. Wait a minute, I'm gonna come running and going here. Hang on a second. What are we doing, rocket kick? Time for a little yoga? I should get a deposit on all these empties.
Big key.
Wait a minute. Listen, I asked for somebody warm and affection, not a human hickey maker.
Why don't I slip into something more comfortable, like skin?
No. You can't go in there.
Oh, you try to stop me, Blue Eye.
By tonight, my darling, you'll be needing a lip retread. I'm telling you, I'm going to drive you to China for Jewish food. Tell you what, better than that, let's sip champagne from your slipper. Hein? Mon petit.
All right, my scruffy rogue.
Oh, I'll find it for you. Oh, bingo! Oh. I will sip from no slipper before it's time. Oh, let's make it a double. Mr. Ponder, turn up. Oh, my love. Make room for one more. You're stacking up like cord, wouldn't you?
Hey, you.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Oh, just tidying up.
I saw what you did. You put a person in there. In fact, it looks like Miss McConnell.
It's Miss McConnell to you.
I,
I'm going to call the police.
No, no, no.
I'm going to call the police.
Just an officer. Please.
No. You're going to burn it. That's what you are.
No, please. No, please.
Hello. Hello, operator. Get me the police. No. I want to report a murder.
No. You're not. No.
Never mind. It's not as important as I thought. It's McConnell. You're alive.
Well, thank you. So are you. What's going on here?
Yeah, but you can't be here. I just saw him stuff your body into that closet. Here, I'll show you.
No. It's an ostrich convention here. You don't want to disturb them.
Look, I saw you put someone in there, and I'm going to find out what's going on around here.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants. You want to know what's in there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll show you what's in there. I'm opening the door. It's me. It's just your typical mop with jeans and a sweater.
A perfectly logical explanation. Sort of.
I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here. Maybe I'll move back to the Bronx where it's safe.
What is going on here? Why does this mop have my picture on it?
Well, that's kind of hard to explain, man.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, now, what's really going on?
Mimin, you don't want to...
Mark, where'd you get the dead Mindy's?
They're not dead, Min. It's just my personal pile of perkiness. Oh, don't touch their feet, Min.
Touch their feet? I don't even want to touch the armoire. What are they doing in there?
Well, the elder made them, Min.
The elder? The elder's here?
Well, he's upstairs right now cranking out some more.
Oh, we gotta stop him.
Sir, what's wrong?
I'm a failure, Mark. An 87-year-old has been. I tried to recreate a Mindy. I really tried. But all I could make were cheap imitations. Like this one.
Oh, sir. This is the real McConnell.
Please, Mark. Don't humor me. Suddenly I feel very old.
Oh.
The soft-lapped one. It's really you.
Well, of course it's me. Welcome to Earth. What are all those, me's doing in the closet?
Oh, Min, don't blame him. I asked him to make them for me because I really missed you.
Well, I missed you too, Mark, but that's a little strange. I mean, they look just like me.
Well, that's just on the outside, Min, but that's not the part we really missed.
I've learned a valuable lesson. Humans aren't toys to tinker with. Seeing you again is the best birthday present I could possibly have.
Oh, it's your birthday? Oh, happy birthday.
If I were only 30 blames younger, I'd still be too old for you.
Well, what about all the Mindy's?
Oh, I'll take them back to Oark for scientific study. You can keep the one upstairs.
Upstairs? You mean there's another one up in the attic?
Yes, except she didn't turn out exactly as I had hoped. Let me introduce you. Oh, Mindy! Mindy!
Hi, Morg. Big kiss.
Morg calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Morg calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Morg calling Orson. Come in, your jelly belliness. You like that one, Beebs? Does that tickle your fancy? I've got a million of them.
And I've heard them all. Why? Get to your report, Morg.
Oh, yes, sir, your snippiness. This week, sir, I prepared a very, very special report for you. I finally found out what distinguishes one earthling from another.
Funny. They all look alike to me.
Oh, that may be true, mine hippodrome. But every person has something that makes him unique and very, very special. It's called a personality.
Could you show me one?
Well, no, sir. It's not something you can see or touch. But it's something that reaches out and touches other people. It makes each one of them very, very, very different.
Isn't that inefficient?
Oh, you bet, sir. But that's what makes life on this planet so darn interesting.
You see, sir, thanks to their personalities, even the most identical twin is not the same. Even the shortest person can stand out in a crowd. They all may have the same number of chromosomes, sir, but each person has his own designer genes. Ooh, la la, nanu. Ooh, la la, nanu. Until next week, sir.
Nanu, nanu.